It's Get Well Wednesday, and it's brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Our doctor this morning is Courtney Campbell. He's a veterinarian, and he's the host on National Geographic's WOW's new series, Pet Talk. Good morning, Dr. Courtney Campbell.
Oh, good morning. It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me. It's going to be a lot of fun just getting a chance to talk a little bit about pets.
Yeah, let's talk about pets. And people have a lot of questions. You're going to be around for an hour to answer these questions.
Can I ask you a question? I'm not a pet owner, but I do have some guide dogs. And one of my concerns is the flu for dogs and getting a flu shot. There seems to be a lot of talk.
There's flu shots for dogs?
Doctor?
Yeah, I mean, I'm digesting every word because everything that you're saying is so helpful to unpack. First and foremost, let's be honest about something. You're not a dog owner, but at least 80 million dogs are out there and 90 million cats. That means that anybody who's listening to us right now either has a pet, knows somebody with a pet, or is planning on getting one. So it's lovely. And then the second most important thing that I love that you said, I have some bad dogs. And what that tells me is this. Mm-hmm. Pets are family. They're no longer considered, hey, let's keep them outside, and they're just not part of my life. They are part of our lives. And I just love everything you just said. But to explore and unpack a little bit about the canine flu or canine influenza, we know that the original version of canine influenza, we have a vaccine for it. But recently, there was an outbreak that basically started in Chicago and disseminated throughout the country. And for a while, we were playing catch-up. We were scrambling to develop a vaccine to it. And now we do have a vaccine for this new flu. So if anybody's paying attention to the news and they hear about a canine influenza outbreak, that means they're well informed, but talk to your vet about getting a flu shot, because if your dog's boarding or at high risk, they're going to need it. That's a wonderful question.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. I know you're going to laugh, Sybil. If you're in a relationship with somebody who has a pet, I don't love pets. I mean, it's okay if you got one. Can you be jealous of a pet?
Or can the pet be jealous of you?
Can the pet be jealous of you? Can you be jealous of a pet? Like, maybe
you are hitting on every single cylinder. We're talking about pets as a unit, as a family. And so when you say a relationship, you're right. When you're with somebody who has a pet, they're a package deal. You can't like one and not the other. And
yes,
so, you know, let's be honest, as a whole, yeah, listen, it's so true, man. As a whole, I noticed that we aren't as high a population as pet owners as other demographic groups. So from my standpoint, I get this question all the time. And the truth is this, yes, this can be a scenario of dog bites man or man bites dog, because the truth is both parties can be jealous. You have to understand that this pet needs a lot of care. And so you can't get jealous if your partner is spending more time or giving more care to the pet. That's their whole job, is to give care. And the other option is, and the other possibility is also true, your pet can say, wait, who is this new person? I used to have all the attention and the love, and now it's being shared or split. That's not cool. So,
Dr. Campbell, one last quick question. We know people that have pets and they kiss them all the time. You know, the pets are kissing them. They're licking the pets. Licking them in the mouth. Is that sanitary?
No open mouth contact. They're plain and simple. If you want to get kisses from your dog, that's okay. No open mouth contact.
Oh, God.
And she just stay away from that person that's kissing the dog.
That's a reason to break up for me.
Yeah, you just don't want that person biting their own dog. That's what you don't want.
Hey, Doc, you're going to be around for the next hour. We've got plenty of questions from our audience at 646464. Would you please answer them? I appreciate it.
Man,
thank you, Dr. Courtney Campbell, of being a part of Get Well Wednesday.